we might as well come back here. If he's not going to get in their team, he's had a good. He started well there, and then he found it difficult to break into the team. But he came out today, and he did fantastic. Really pleased with him. He's a good lad as well. Good attitude. Wants to be a player. Works hard. Comes in on his days off and trains, and wants to improve. And if there's a few more around the club like him, we'd be good.
And Defoe as well, back in the team and scoring. That must be nice.
Yeah, good to see Jermaine back, and. You know, hopefully he could have a good second half of the season. Could make a big difference to us. If he could go on a run there, it could be great. You know, to see if he could go and weigh him with a dozen goals or so, it could make a big difference.
Are you happy that the David Beckham thing's been sorted out?
I don't know what's happened. You tell me. I ain't got a clue what's going on.
What you said this morning, he's only coming to train, apparently.
Well, apparently, but then I was told before that I don't know. Maybe there's more to it than that. I honestly don't know. You know, I'm not sure what the issues are. I don't have nothing to do with that, really. You know, I just said I would like him to come here and play. And then, you know, suddenly there were some problems. And so, I don't know. It's sorted out above my head at the club. I have no dealings with his club whatsoever. That would be being done by the chairman and Donna Cullen. She runs that side of it a little bit. So, I'll leave it to them.
But the longer it's going on, you think it's less likely to happen?
No, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm not sure. It's still ongoing. So, hopefully, you know, it could happen. And... But I really don't know the answer. If I said yes, I'll be wrong. If I say no, I'll be wrong. If I said it's something, I don't know the answer. I wish I knew.
Is there some talk of an insurance problem?
No, I don't think so now. Apparently I had that wrong. That's what I was told. But apparently that was wrong. So I don't know what the answer is, lads. We did well today, and that's really what I'm concerned about. Second half was good. Luka Modric came on and was fantastic, and... I've just got to worry about the people that are here, haven't I, really? And so I was pleased to get through today.
Any news on anyone else going out, maybe?
No, not really. We can't afford to let too many more go. We, think David Bentley's gone out. And the only other one would be Robbie if he wants to go. But it'd have to be a permanent transfer. Robbie Keane would do a great job for somebody. But it's got to be someone who buys him. It's not a loan. So other than that, nothing really. We can't afford to let any more. We've got lots of games now, Cup. Champions League, we need to keep the squad. You know, today I was one short on the bench. You know, could have stuck a kid on there, but it was a waste of time and he couldn't get hold of anybody. So, we need to, I think that's about it, really. We go with what we've got, and if we find one or two that could improve us, we'll go for them. The chairman's up for doing that. He wants to improve us all the time, and if we can do it, we'll do it.
I suppose the problem the chairman's got is that with Rafael van der Vaart, he set the bar so high. How can he possibly live up to that?
Well, yeah, and Luka Modric, I mean, you know, Luka today, when he come on, what a player he is. I mean, absolutely fantastic. He came on for me second. I bought him on at half-time. I didn't want to wait 15 minutes and think we were still 0-0, and then suddenly you could be in trouble. We got him on half-time, and the game turned on its head straight away. He was just fantastic.
All right, lads. Thank you very much.